Yeah, well, I'm thinking the blood colors, because I got three different colors from like a whitish red to pulsating greenish lavender.
Did you see any red? It was a whole red light. You said it looked like...
Well, from the distance, I mean, I can't tell. My binoculars are a cheap set of binoculars. I thought I saw some red. Let me check with Dave from his angle. Do you see red and green on it? Hey, Dave, from your angle,
I'll
do you see pulsating red and green?
I'm telling you, we went outside, we didn't see anything.
No, wait. Yeah, what?
I'm calling the airbase again.
Welcome back to Ghost in a Valley, Part 2 of UFOs over Trumbull County. The first episode, we heard the dispatchers taking numerous calls on the UFO sightings over Liberty, Girard, Route 11, Sampson Drive, and I really don't think the dispatchers took the callers seriously. Red flames or blue flames coming out of the back of a UFO. It wasn't until that the police departments from the area were spotting the same thing that the callers were calling in. And it got a little more exciting for the dispatchers. Is this real? Or, I mean, what's going on? I mean, is it a weather balloon? Is it a helicopter? I mean, they really didn't know. And contacting the Youngstown Regional Airport, air traffic controller wasn't seeing nothing in a 60-mile radius. Which seems to me unlikely when the police officers were looking right at it. Yet they're saying there's nothing there. Now in part two, we're going to get into more detail of what went on during the night of December 14th, 1994. These are the actual 911 tapes from that night. Part 2, UFOs over Trumbull County, Ohio.
All right.
Come get me.
All right.
I'll be outside.
Okay.
All right. I need a break.
You're
going to take me to see it. I'm going to leave it.
Hovering it for like 10 minutes. knows? It's pretty messed up. We got reports on some last night. We got reports on them tonight. So, whoopie dokie. We're all quiet over there tonight.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to be over here with the analysts if things happen.
Really? I'm going to go outside and take a look around.
Yeah, we went out from here to see, but it's hard because there's a lot of light. You know, I guess one of the hound officers said it was like it's an area of 10 high to 10 degrees, so hovering there for like 10 minutes. It'd be blue. What was it supposed to be? Rick, blue and green? Let's see what color it was for. Rick, what was it supposed to be? Blue and green? It's supposed to be blue and green, I guess.
What are you doing?
We called out to the airbase earlier, and they said that they hadn't had anything on their radar. But if it's an area of Henhide and King's Grave, it would have to be showing up on their radar. You know, if there was something there.
Okay, they have any fighter jets out there?
How would you know this? Well, can you tell what they just said? I would have just said something. I don't know what they said there.
What we just heard was Roanne, the dispatcher from Liberty, calling the Youngstown Air Base air traffic controller, who still hasn't seen anything on his radar. What we're going about to hear now is the chase. The chase takes place between Liberty going east towards Brookfield, Ohio, and Sharon, PA. Now, here is the chase.
133, 49. Go ahead. Okay, is it moved any for you? I'm going down to pick up the other person. No, you didn't. I'm out at the air base here. Let's see if you can watch this.
Keep a visual on him, let me know, because I want to pick this person up, but I'm about 30 seconds away from picking him up.
Okay, looks like he's just sitting here.
Okay. 433, subject en route.
Where's the thing? I'm going to be there in 30 seconds.
binoculars. It looks like it has something protruding out the top of it.
Okay, you must have better binoculars than my sector, right? Couldn't quite make it out with a time stamp on film, and see if I can get a better look at it.
Okay, does it seem like you're getting closer to it?
Yeah, definitely closer than your location, because it's still south of me, southeast of Old 82.
Okay.
Thank you. in Brookfield now.
Airbase.
All right, I'm going to shut down 11.
don't know what this is. It's some large light in the sky. It seems to be changing colors once in a while. We tried to signal it.
What we've heard so far, police departments that were in hot pursuit of this UFO or UFOs from numerous counties, numerous police departments. And what we're going to hear in the next episode is the conclusion of the 911 tapes and the officer who actually climbed the observation tower to get a better look and see how many did he see? What did he see? Join us in 2 weeks for part 3 of UFOs over Trumbull County.